The Rayleigh criterion describes the maximum resolution of an optical instrument. To examine this criterion, we observe two point light sources through a telescope. If, by decreasing the aperture, the resolution limit is reached, we expect the points of light to blur. The experimental setup in detail. To create the point light sources, we use a thin blade. We drill in this blade two holes with a diameter of 200 micrometers at a distance of 550 micrometers. We illuminate these holes with a strong halogen lamp, whose light is focused by a lens to increase the intensity. We observe this setup from a distance of 8 meters through the telescope, whose aperture can be reduced by an iris. See here a schematic overview of the setup. During the experimental procedure, one can see the view through the telescope, the size of the adjustable aperture and the intensity distribution of the light sources along a central cut. Now the aperture is gradually closed. The original clearly separable peaks get wider. Finally, they merge. Since the light efficiency gets less, the sensitivity of the camera is increased continuously. For a quantitative evaluation, we first examine the state at the beginning of the procedure. Both peaks can be separated easily. The intensity profile of a single peak can be described by the diffraction of a light bundle behind a circular hole. By overlaying both diffraction patterns, one gets the result matching the observation. If the iris is closed further, the light points start to blur and separating them becomes harder. The most interesting point is reached when the diffraction minimum of the first light source coincides with the maximum of the second. This is the resolution limit defined by Rayleigh. Examining this state in the experimental setup, one sees that the opening of the iris is reduced from originally 5 cm to 1 cm now. The well-known formula to calculate the distance of two points that can just be separated, approximated for small angles, is shown here. The coefficient 1.22 is the location of the first zero, calculated analytically. To verify our experiment, we compare our result with this value. We compute a coefficient of 1.27 that matches the theoretical expectations within the accuracy of measurement.